What's new in business news, August 8th, 2013? Office space shift to outer Bangkok, government rice sales to use AFIT's futures exchange, and stock market not affected by protests. Financial markets. SET ignores politics, rises. Mass regional sell-off on Fed's tapering. Despite intensifying political turbulence, the Thai stock market shrugged off the psychological effects on Wednesday, while the tourism and retail industries are more concerned about a blockade of the business area if the situation turns violent. The Stock Exchange of Thailand index resisted negative sentiment, gaining 0.04% or 0.6 points to close at 1,429.99 in thin trade worth 30.3 billion baht. Foreigners sold 2.27 billion baht more in shares than they bought, with retail investors net buyers of 1.41 billion. Property. Office space heats up as firms spread out. Demand for Bangkok office space rose in the first half, driven by multinational companies expanding as part of a trend likely to continue until 2015. The companies include cosmetics, finance, insurance, medical, automotive, consulting, and electronics firms. Many are adding to existing space in the same building or moving to other buildings close to mass transit lines or in the central business district and outer central business district areas. Expansion and relocation activity has grown in 2012 to 2013 and will continue in the future after some new buildings are completed in 2014 and 2015. In 2014, more than 257,000 square meters is to be completed, the most in 5 years. The space will be from four buildings: the Equinox Pahonwipa, G Land Tower Grand, Rama 9, Birat Tower, and the Capital Market Center, AIA. The expansion will have an impact on existing supply and vacancy rates as some firms move from existing buildings into new ones. As rental rates in the central business district rise and no new office buildings appear, Ratchada Pisek Road will become the second central business district and a prime location for office space, given its proximity to the MRT. The trend has slowed in the past 14 years. More than 84% of total supply was complete before the year 2000, meaning most office buildings in Bangkok are more than 10 years old. In the first half of 2013, the average occupancy rate of all office space in Bangkok topped 85%. Most office buildings in areas along mass transit lines raised their rental rates by 10% or more from the previous year. Nearly 80% of total supply is along mass transit lines. Agricultural commodities. Government rice sales through AFET Futures Exchange. Small lots expected to attract private buyers. The government is preparing to sell 150,000 tons of its rice stocks through the Agricultural Futures Exchange of Thailand, or AFET, AFET, starting from August 15th. This is the first batch of 1 million tons it hopes to sell through the local futures market this year. This would be AFET's first sale since 2009. Some 50,000 tons would be of Hamali rice, 100% grade B, with the remaining 100,000 tons slated for 5% white rice. The government is set to scrap the sale if the bid prices are considered to be too low. AFET will be a key channel for the government to dispose of its rice stock, given the small lots of only about 2,000 tons allocated. The government's existing rice auctions for relatively large amounts don't have enough bidders, as the private sector is wary of the rice quality. Recently, the government managed to sell only 210,000 tons in all. 60,000 tons of white rice, 30,000 tons of broken rice, and 120,000 tons of parboiled rice. The AFET said in July it expects the government's plan to release pledged rice through the market will create at least 50,000 trading contracts for every 1 million tons of rice tendered through auctions for the 6-month period.